Okay, we are on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And we are up the fourth line up. Tanya. If young people tell you, take a build, and older people tell you, at this point, take apart. You'll build later. Take apart in order to build. And the young people say, no, don't ruin what you have. Build now. But you have an existing building. Should you add to this building? The young people are saying, do it. The old people are saying, stay building. You've got to be backed. You have to do something before you build. The old people are going to end up building you a building, and the young people, their building is going to ruin the building. Similar to Rechavim ben Shlaima. And that is when Shlaima Melech died, Rechavim became king. He went to meet the leaders of Klal Yisrael and Shechem. It says he met Yisrael and Shechem. I don't know how many didn't show up. And they complained to him that Shlaima Melech, at the end of his life, had too much taxes. They couldn't afford to live under Shlaima Melech. He oppressed them with taxes. So he said to them, I'll give you an answer tomorrow. He went back, consulted his advisors. The old advisor said, drop taxes, retract. And later on, after you control Klal Yisrael, you are established king, you can then add the taxes again. And the younger one said, add to the taxes. Show them who's boss. Don't show any weakness. He listened to the younger ones, and Ten Shvatim left. So I meant to build him, and the other ones were telling him, retract, move back. They meant Binyan, and they ruined it for him. The truth is, it didn't happen because this is the way it played out. We learn from the way it played out. But the truth is, there was supposed to be a splitting of kingdoms. That was in the cards, so to speak, from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. But the way it happened teaches us this lesson. Zog der Rasch, Rechavim ben Shlomo, Shisu Eitzel Leimar, Avi Yesra, I did that yesterday, Avi Yesra Eschem B'Shoitim, he beat you with rods, Vani Bakrabim, rods that have nails in them. Zog der Gemara Weiter, Amrav Shishi Brei Dorviti, Loi Lissit Inish Tzira, Shinam Tzira, somebody know, Loi Bitlas Shaita, the first 3 hours of the day, and not in the last 3 hours of the day, the Yayim of the day. Gehechid Loi Lissit Daitim and Rachmi, he shouldn't stop davening. Why? First 3 hours of the day, the person that's sick feels much better. Just woke up, certain refreshing. Rabbi Hashem gives us back a refreshed neshama. He does that for the sick person. He looks like he really is. So a person visiting says, I'm for him, recovering. At the end of the day, he looks sicker than he is. And people visiting them say, it's over, it's curtains. There's no reason to daven anymore. It's not going to help. So therefore, visit the person in the intermeaning 6 hours of the day, when the real situation of the person is apparent. Not better than he is, not worse than he is. So Karashi, Rav Chadai, Tevis Samru, Shinitz Rape. The visitor will think that the person got healed. V'lo Yisbalu Allah. Takim Chushay. V'kvaro Mesukin. He is Mesukin. The God changes it. I just add it. V'savru, the guy thinks he can't help anymore. He's terminal. There's no way out. No, we talked about it yesterday. Some places can say, well, it doesn't daven anymore. He stops davening. Or at least people feel like stopping to daven. So I'm thinking my advice. I'm a Rav. Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu's son is a chayla. How do I know that Hashem feeds the chayla? Now, I'm not 100% sure how this manifests itself, but I think it is that chaylim don't eat much, but they are satisfied with less. That's what Art Scorsese says, that's what I love. The same to the secret. Okay. How do I know that? Shadam Hashem Yisadana. Hashem supports him.
Fortifies
him. Al Eres Bavoy on the bed of the ill. When he's sick in bed. Tanya Nami Hachi.
How does this differ than regular person?
There is a certain, again, so I'll be honest with you. I didn't see any of the Mepharshim say anything. So whatever I'm going to tell you is my understanding. The way I understood it is that, yeah, I'd be wrong. That's why I asked for our school. I'd be wrong. The way I understood it is that Rabbi Nishlam sustains him without him needing the amount of food and that a regular person needs. That's what I think it means, but I don't know. What does Art Scroll say? Did you have a note on this?
No.
I don't know. Who's he quote that from? Okay. There it is. Shem gives him the ability to survive while he's sick. Don't think my writer. Tanya Nami Yoga Nitnus Avakar Sakhaila. But Yesha Vlaga be Mita Vlaga be Samson.
Rabbi Yitzchak, you skipped the line.
Right, I'm sorry. The Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Nai Shashkina Shriel, and Milam Mitasa Shakhaila. How do I know that the Shekhinah is above the bed of a Chayla? Shenema Hashem Yisadeno Al Eres Devoy. Hashem supports him when he's sick in bed, means the presence of the Shekhinah is there. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hanifnes Novak Yosechem, Yesh Lai Gabi Mita Lai Gabi Savs, Lai Gabi Kisei, should not sit on a bed, a bench or a chair, and when Misadde Yesh Lai Gabi Tarka, he should wrap himself up in a respectful manner and sit on the ground, because the Shekhinah is above the bed of the Chayla. Now, big shaila in halacha, what this means exactly, right? What does that mean? So the Ran speaks out, and that's what seems to be the pasak in halacha, is if the Chayla is on the bed floor, the person has it in a higher place than the Chayla. The Chayla on the floor, the person sits in a chair, a bench or in a bed, because the Shekhinah is above the Chayla and you're sitting higher than the Shekhinah, not the covered. But if the Chayla is in a bed, then this halacha does not apply. That's what they do. They also talk about
what?
Because he's not higher. He's even. The Chayla is in a bed and the guy's sitting in a chair. My Shekhinah, if the Chayla is on the floor, then wherever you sit, you're higher than him.
You shouldn't stand and you're going to see
Chola? You don't have to stand. No, I don't know. We said Yeshiva last week. If you want to, you can stand if you want to. It's sitting higher than sitting at the band. That is respect. That's more respectful. They also talk about where should a person sit. Towards the head, towards the back. They talk about that also, but it's not in this Gemara, it's not in the Rishonim here, so I don't have to look it up if I'm going to say it over or not. Okay. We are leaving now Bikur Chaylim for a little while.
Is it only Bikur Chaylim by people who are deathly sick?
No.
It's mitzvah by any kind of sickness.
Again, I have to be careful here. I'm going to say something. I hope I don't affect anybody on the phone or here. Don't think it's a miracle Chaylim's wife who suffers a common cold. You know, sick means sick, not what's commonly have and goes. A person gets the flu, don't make him a Shabbat L'chaylum for him. Right? I've been there. I was once somewhere, and a guy made him a Shabbat for his wife. So somebody went and asked him what it is. He said she has a cold. You know what I mean? Please, don't do that. That's pointing her out as sick. She's not. That's not sick, Ms. Manazah. Sick means a person is in bed, that he's in a position, that he's in a place that he needs tefillah for him. whenever that's necessary. Okay? So the mitzvah of being a sick person is when he's not around, can't make it around, he's in bed, he's restricted, he's infirm, if that's the right word to use. Infirm usually means old. He's not old, he can be young, but he's not up and around. He's weak, in bed. That's when there's a mitzvah b'dikayim.
Yeah, definitely sick. Our page recovering from an operation.
Yes, there's a mitzvah b'dikayim.
It was good for the shul.
He's a sakana. He's making hagayimah when he gets up. Man, he wasn't sakana.
Other than that, it's not
b'dikayim. Again, I don't know what other than that.
Yeah. Walk back.
Like, any
certain
person
have hip replacement make a gayimah?
What?
Someone has the hip replacement does a gayimah afterwards?
Who?
Any anesthesia,
not local.
General.
Anybody who went under general anesthesia, benches good.
What if they did it 6 years later?
What? They should, I don't know, they should hope they never have to be under general anesthesia again.
General
anesthesia? Very nice. It's not, again, today, they give a guy local for a kidney transplant.
Say again, what percentage of patients don't have a problem?
That's
a very small percentage.
Yeah, I'm just saying, once a person needs general anesthesia, I think he's classed, again, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I was taught. It's considered at that point that he makes a guy. Again. Today I told you, in Chicago, they did a kidney transplant with a local. I'm glad they didn't do mine that way. What can I tell you? Would not have been interested in watching it.
That guy, you
would
have.
What? Yeah, I would have. If it didn't, that's correct. I did. Yes, I did. When I met Joel with my cousin, I benched him.
When?
After my kidney transplant.
Yeah, of course. Not when you came back. When you came home.
No, I didn't bench Glenmore when I was home. You know, who's my rep? That's a good question. Anyway, yes. You missed yesterday. You would have Paul there. You would have had a mamash, a great day. A few guys, I said to myself, if Moshe were here, he would be mamash living off of this. Right?
It's hard for me to ask questions over the phone.
That's good. It's fine. Not that I minded that you didn't ask questions. I'm just saying. Not to give my advice. So we're leaving now. A new thing. Why? Because it's Ravin in the name of Rav. And the Gemara has been doing that. When it calls Ravin Amarav, it'll say other things in Ravin Amarav. Now, let me give a background information for this. There are two kinds of bodies of water that people can use to purify themselves from tuma. We call that, you can tivel in. And it purifies the person from tuma. One is a flowing body of water, a stream, a well, a river. That is one kind of water. Body of water.
Well.
One is a well, 100% okay. It's a well. Not water, it's perfect. And one is a stationary body of water, of rainwater. A stationary body, it makes a big difference where the water came from. I mean, it can't be shu'uvim. It's either rainwater or river water. It makes no difference. You got it into a stationary place. There are two halachic differences between the two. And where it comes from is not negay here now. A flowing body of water can be matar a person when the water is moving, it's flowing, and it doesn't need 40 sa. As long as the person fits under the water, it becomes tar. A small person can be there even if there's no 40 sa. A keli can be put into it even if there's no 40 sa.
Does he have to be all at once?
All at once. Tefillah has to be all at once. You cannot table a keli half and half, by the way. Kosher a keli half and half, but you can't type a keli half and half. You have a big pot, that whole big pot has to go in. Ask anybody that works in an industrial kitchen how they table their big pots. Because once it gets water into it, if I pull it out, you can close what? Okay, so that's all I got for now. The whole thing is, and it's body of water. It cannot be tayvul if the water is running out. It's not stationary. There's a crack, and there's a tchila nikeres, there's a recognizable drop in the level. That passes the mikvah. And it has to be 40 sah of rainwater. Those are the two differences. The necessity of 40 sah, and in a stationary body of water, not flowing, if it flows, it's not a good mikvah. That's the halacha. Not learning mikvahs now, so we don't have to get into every difference between the two. Here you have a case that we want to discuss of a flowing body of water that there's more rainwater in here than the water that came naturally. Melting snows, spring, a lot of rain, April showers, right? All that thing, and now it seems to you, from studying, that the body of water has expanded due to the melting snows and the rain, that there's more rain snow water in here than there is natural water.
Moving water is not natural water.
I'm natural from underground. A river's water comes from underground. Rainwater is not from underground. Snow, melting snow is about underground. So now the question becomes, let me just finish. The question becomes, does it ruin the halacha of being flowing water? Does it now become rainwater, which can only work when it's stationary, not when it's flowing? This river, this little river, that now looks that it's swelled, and it didn't swell from underground, Pashtus, it swells from rainwater. The rainwater cannot be metaphorically flowing. That's one of the two differences. Rainwater needs to be stationary, whereas well, spring river water, natural river water, can be flowing. Does it lose its ability to be used as a mikvah? Now, we are not going to paskin any shailas here today. We're going to learn the Gemara the way the Rush explains it, and we will move on without getting involved in halacha lemaisa, because it's not negeya, it's halacha lemaisa. I don't see anybody here that goes and tayvels on the river. So it's not negeya. You have a mikvah, stationary, they check it once in a while, they close it for 20 hours, and check that the level didn't drop noticeably. Because if the level drops noticeably, it's a puzzle of mikvah.
Really should know that, by COVID time.
Yes, okay. I'm talking about here in 2025. Tomorrow's 2025. Right? Nobody's running to the river to type. So I'm not going to get involved in that. Yes.
Check it. Isn't that the shika you needed at
the shika? Okay, we'll get the shika. No, nothing to do with the shika.
The only word I know about mikvah is the word the shika.
I'm glad to know it. Now, it's nothing to do with that.
Yes, it's nothing. What do you have to check it for? It's not.
If the place you're typing has a crack that makes the water level drop, which means it's not stationary anymore. It doesn't make a difference if it comes to rainwater. Shika doesn't help if it's leaking. How big is the leak that passes? And halacha we say tchila nikeres, recognizable seepage, if that's the word, leakage. How do you know if it's recognizable? You make a mark, and then come back the next morning. Don't use it for 24 hours. Make a mark, come back, and see, is it noticeably under the mark? Now, there's always evaporation. There's always going to be not noticeable. If it's noticeable, I think it's 24 hours. If it's noticeable, it's possible. That's why mikvah walls are very thick. Because in case there's a crack, it shouldn't go anywhere. That's why they build mikvah walls, very thick cement, to avoid that it should leak. Because if it leaks, you got to redo the mikvah. What?
Yeah.
But
every river has a element of rainwater.
Now, okay, so that's what we're going to learn this Gemara. Okay, I just gave the background to this Gemara. Talk to Gemara, Marav and Marav, Mitra b'Marava, Sad Haba. When there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, you can tell because the swelling of the breast of the Euphrates River. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tysus, an interesting machlokes, that only happened because they lived in France. Because Rashi says that pus flows from Eretz Yisrael towards Iran. It flows from Syria near the border of Eretz Yisrael towards Iran. Tysus says all rivers flow east to west, not west to east. Iran is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, and the river flows from Iran towards Syria. Now, I don't know what this is. I don't know. But that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tysus, which way it flows. Rashi's way is easy to understand. If there's a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael, and the river is flowing from Eretz Yisrael to Iran, you'll see a swelling of the river in Iran. Because of the rain in Eretz Yisrael made the river swell back up there, and as it comes to Iran, it's going to swell. And they didn't live in Iraq. The Euphrates passed Iraq, they lived in Babel. They said, take a look at Prus. You know it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael. Tysus learned. He holds it flows the other way. So he says it means that the river back, the rain in Eretz Yisrael causes the current to slow down. So to see the current flowing down in Iraq, you know that in Eretz Yisrael rained a lot. Therefore, it caused a slowing down of the current. Now, honestly, I don't know which way it flows. I really don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure you can look it up in Google, or Google will tell you. I never did. It was Machlokes Rashi and Tysus. I left it right there. And if they lived in Babel, they would have not had this argument. They would have gone to the river and see which way it flows. Again, but Rashi and Tysus argue. So, you'll tell me which way it really flows. I don't know. Either Rashi's shot or not. So Shul said, Rab said, Mitzvah of my Rav, Sa'ad Rabba Pras. When there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, you know it by looking at the swelling of Pras. Zakshuashi, Zarash, Sa'ad Rabba Pras. Kimaroiv Gishamim, Shiyardu Eretz Yisrael, Gadol Hanor V'Rabba. The river grows and becomes more swelled. But Rayim B'nei Babel, the B'nei Babel see that. So, Usmeichim B'tayvas Achayim. And they rejoice that Yidden and Eretz Yisrael are having rain. The people in Babel didn't need that much rain. It was in a lower country, a lot of water. Eretz Yisrael was very dependent on rainfall. So, the Yidden saw Pras grow, he actually scattered the fact. He said, ah! Baruch Hashem, the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael have rain today. They didn't have WhatsApp, they didn't have texting, they didn't have email, they didn't have who knows what. Therefore, they didn't know what happened to Eretz Yisrael weather-wise. So they were rejoicing that Yidden and Eretz Yisrael have an abundant amount of rain.
Starts in Turkey and flows through Iraq to the Persian Gulf.
That's so it flows from Eretz Yisrael, from Syria, from Turkey through Syria, to Iraq, which makes it hard. You should understand. You can see the swelling of breast without trying to figure out that the current slowed down. I'm just saying, with my colleagues, Rashi and Tysus, but you're telling me that in the Matthias, it flows from Syria towards Iran.
See, Rashi, is
it again, Turkey through Syria? Because it has to go near Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it starts
to anyway, I don't have to know where it starts exactly. And then?
And then close to eastern Turkey, through Syria, and then Iraq.
Right, and then Iran. Persian Gulf, right. Through Baghdad. Right. It doesn't go to Iran. I'm sorry. It goes to Iraq. Right. The Euphrates, Baghdad, between the two. And it goes to the Persian Gulf. So that's like Rashi. It flows north to south, more than west to east, west to east. Okay. What? Or an east to west.
Flight schedule.
Right. Zatikamar pligid the Shmuel. This is an argument on Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel Nara Mikipe Mishbarach. A river always gets blessed from its source. I don't know how he translates Mikipe. I translate it. What? That means Shmuel. Oops. As Gemara explains elsewhere, the very epoch of rain, two tzvach come up from underground. That means the Rabbi Nishlova made it that the underground waters respond to a rainfall. And there will always be more underground water than rainwater and snow water. So when you see the swelling of the river in the spring, it's one-third swelling because of snow and rain, and two-thirds that the river responds, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it, that the river responds by giving off more water from its natural source, underground, and it does double the amount of rainwater and snow that's added. That's what Shmuel told us. And therefore, you'll never have a situation that a river has more rainwater than it has underground water. That's what Shmuel said. Dr. Rush. Nare mikibe mizbarach, misaloi, and they change this umikairoi from its bedrock and its source. Meimav gdelim, ki roiv gidl hanor min hatayim. Most of the growth of a river is from the underground. Because the isabatinus beseder tinus, peric seder tinus. Shein loch tefach, yeradis mumaila. There is no tefach that comes from above. Shein loch tefachayim oilim connecta. You don't have two tefachim, but you don't need it. Okach, but you don't have to make sure that shein flip, that fall, the mokam is the way they're gyrus. Right? You'll never have a bigger press because of the rain in Eretz Yisrael, because you'll have a bigger press because as it rains, more more underground water comes up. So it'll be bigger because the rain triggered this response from the underground, and you'll never have a situation where you have more rainwater here than the natural underground water.
What is underground water? That body water underneath?
I don't know. You tell me where the river gets its water from.
That's
not a Gemara.
When it rains, it comes through the earth. It goes to those.
Yeah, that's how you thought rivers are formed?
I got a creek.
You obviously didn't. I went to Israel many, many years ago. It was still safe to travel around. And they took me to the source of the Yarden River. They said there's three sources. Naris Samayas, that's the Banyas. That's that. There are three sources for the Jordan River that come out of the ground and form the Jordan River. It's not rainwater.
It's not the rainwater.
No. The Raya is.
How
does
it replenish itself under the ground?
The Rebbeinu Shlomo made it. I don't know about them. My God, it's time. It's time. People dig wells. Where does the well water come? Fresh well water.
It's always there.
Wells can dry up.
Yeah.
But usually a good well never dries up.
There's water underneath.
Yes, there's a water table.
There's
a water table.
A long time.
There are places that you dig 20 feet and you hit water, and there are places you have to go 200 feet to dig water. It's called the water table. Again, I don't mind some puts in there. I don't know. I'm not sitting there, Baruch Hashem. So the water table. Underground water. Now, nothing more to you than Shmuel. Shmuel contradicts himself.
The garden dry up if there's not a lot of rain?
No. If it dried up, it's not a good river. They were trying to speak out that a good river never dries up.
It gets very low.
It gets low, but it'll never dry up. But it'll never dry up. By the way, most of the time the Connecticut throws, they use a lot of water. They draw from it, and it doesn't replenish. Because it doesn't rain. If it rains, it makes more. The water doesn't come up as much, and therefore it gets low. Again, I'm learning Gemara now. I'm not here to. You'll talk to the whatever the science of studying water on the ground is. Not meteorologists, no. What?
Maybe the hydro.
Whatever they're called, they'll come in and give a shiur. Meanwhile, I'm learning Gemara.
We'll
play you the Shmuel of the Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel. Ein Amarim B'tarim B'tarichlin. Ella Pras B'ayim Metishya B'vat. Now, let me explain what Shmuel said without being interrupted, so give me 2 minutes, and then you can ask all your questions. Shmuel himself said somewhere else that you always have to worry that there's more rainwater in a river than underground water. If there's more rainwater in a river than underground water, you can't use the river as a mikvah. Because rainwater has to be stationary. And the majority of rainwater overwhelms the minority of the underground water. Now, according to Shmuel's first statement, that can never happen. But Shmuel says, don't use the river as a mikvah unless you're sure that at this moment there's more underground water than rainwater. So in the Euphrates River, Shmuel said, I'm only sure about it 1 month of the year. Now, the Gemara, the other Shmuel say more months, but we'll see in a second. Why? He says, because in the spring, a lot of melting snow, a lot of rain. And therefore, the whole summer, you have to be afraid that most of Prus is rainwater. It's in Tishrei, where the rain season has been stopping already for months. And it's not cold yet outside. So then you can use Prus to table. Then you can be sure that there's more underground water than rainwater. Now, according to the first statement of Shmuel, that's a total unnecessary. There's no such thing as more rainwater. So Shmuel contradicts himself. Rav said, you can tell the cycle of Prus, you can tell how rain. Shmuel said, no, because it always is more underground water. And then Shmuel himself said, don't table there. So that's a contradiction in Shmuel, which means Shmuel and Misa didn't rely on that fact that it comes up double from the ground. I'm sorry? Yes, they're talking about Prus and Bubba, correct.
Let's do the run.
Can we do it?
I think it's important.
I knew you would say that. I was just waiting for you. That's why we learn Rush. I mean, three different in understanding this one. Because there's many problems here, which we're not going to get into. What happened to Ashoka? There's underground water that's touching the rainwater. Why doesn't that turn that into underground water, halakhically? Again, why is it? But the answer is not but to because. The Rush, I think, will talk about that.
What's that Zochum? Zochum means flowing. Flowing river water.
Flowing water.
Flowing water. Moving.
Ein amayim mitarim bezeichlin. You cannot go into flowing water, only Prus and Tishrei, when you're sure it's a majority from underground water. Because rainwater cannot be mitar while it's flowing. It has to be stationary. Prus and river is not stationary. I told you I'm not passing a local
amount. Is that a difference between that versus a small river? Or
yeah, well, again, I'm not passing a local amount. I don't know how we passing going into a river today. I'm not going involved in that. This is Shmuel saying that in Prus, you want to use the Prus as your mikvah 1 month a year.
He's talking about one specific river.
He's talking about all, but he's using Prus as the example, but have to apply to an individual river. The Prus. In a mind, but I'm recycling. The Chashinon Shem Rabu Olive Nitrim. I'm on the Amid Aleph. We're afraid that more rainwater came down. Shemek Shemim Rabu Al Ikramay Nor. Ben Isbat Lubarayv. And the rainwater, the river water, I call it river water, underground water, became bottled. But lo yamin on kama bottled. So right away, the Rush addresses Baruch Meitzer's question. Isn't every drop of water bottled as it goes into it before it became a majority? So how does it now lose, how does it now mevatel the others? It became bottled. So Rush, anything that it's normal, grow bigger. Because gradually, it's consistent. The melting snows and the rain don't stop in the spring. So yes, every drop comes in little by little, but it's in the middle of the flow. It's not stopping now and then restarting. It's a constant thing. We don't say kamakama bottle by something that's happening on a constant basis. That means, when I pour something into something, the first little flow is less than what I put it into. But since I'm constantly pouring it, and at the end of it, there's more as I got poured in, I look at the total, not at each little piece as it fell in.
What cases would it not be like that?
A little dropped in.
You stopped.
I stopped. Then I came back an hour later and poured a little bit more. Here, the Rosh saying this is constant. In the spring, this is constant. And since it's constant, we don't look at each little thing. Look at the totality. They're all viewed as rainwater. The time of Sechtas Mikvahs. Hanitrim kemikvah. Rainwater has to be like mikvah. And rainwater cannot be out when it's flowing. Right? How do I know that? So the Rosh brings a Sifri. Because the Tanya is Sifri. This is added in the Hagos. Ima, the Sifri asks, Uma Mayim Matar Bezaychlin, Af Mikvah Matar Bezaychlin. Let's say, just like a well, a spring can be Matar when it's flowing, so should rainwater. Tamar Leimer, Ach. Ach Mayim Ubar. Cholok Mayim. Cholok. Mayim Matar Bezaychlin, or Mikvah Bashbiran. Mayim is Matar. It flows, and it was only Matar when it's stationary. Mayim will imitate. However, well, you can take one water and make it stationary. Doesn't have to be flowing. If it's well water, if it's spring water, if it's underground water, it's matar even if it's flowing. Not only if it's flowing. The Tanya b'Tosefta, Mayim Shemem of Muatim, Beriba Allah v'Echivai. Let's say you had Mayim that was little water, and you added water and made it bigger, matar bashbayran. You can use that Mayim to be matar when it's stationary. All seas are like a mikvah. Yamim come from underground water. It can be tired even if it's stationary. The life cycle. So I'm going to get involved now in the details of all yamim being like a mikvah. But the Rosh is saying flowing water can be matar even if it's not flowing. Rainwater can only be matire if it's not flowing. Abu Mayan, Bein Zaychu, Bein Aymed, Bein Makamecha, Nikru Mayan. Yimikol Makam, Ilav Acholok. If not in the fact that the Torah differentiated, Abu Makshina, Mikvah, Lamayim, Matire, Beschila. I would have said, even rainwater can be matire when it's flowing. So the Torah came along and said, no, they're different. The Torah only in one way. Rainwater needs stationary. Rainwater does not need to be flowing. Rush. Ella pras b'yayim etishrei. Shu anor gadol, v'ein the gadol ala b'mata merubo. Right, because pras is a big river, and it's big because it has a lot of rain going into it. Alo b'yayim enisin gadol paras pras mirayv narshi yimaisak shamim. In Nisan, pras grows because of all the rain that did in the winter that now comes from the mountains and the melting snow into pras. V'chein haris k'tanim, Gedolim Avilud B'Yayim Tishrei Adei Mat Mo'atar. Look, the rest of the rivers are even bigger from Yimor Tishrei. Who knew about Pras? In Harim, Mekipim, Lo'y Mifsu Adam, Shomim. Kirayv Gedolim M'Kairei. If Shmuel was right in his first statement, he wouldn't have said that, because he would have said it's always more underground water. So we see Shmuel contradicts himself. So the Rishonim speak out. What Shmuel was saying is, I really believe it's more underground water, but I'm not ready to let a woman go in there or a man whose tummy go in there if he's tar, because it might not be that way, and therefore I'll walk with my son Machma. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah de Lahim Mikvah. Natsa B'yayim Anizim. U'mefah Tzibi. And it's right. Now, in the winter, he doesn't discuss Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't discuss it. Because in the winter, it's cold outside. People didn't travel outdoors in the winter. They traveled indoors in the winter, so it was only outdoors in the summer months when it's nice and warm outside. You want to go to a mikveh that's outdoors. It's more refreshing, it's nice, it's cool. So that's why we discussed going to the mikveh in a river during, from Nisan through Tishrei. Once it got to Cheshvan, people didn't want to go to a river. That's what the Rishayim speak up. So Shmuel allowed people to use pras in Tishrei. So Avuah de Shmuel's father used to make mikvahs for his daughters in Yom Nisan, and Baisa and he became a Tishrei. And Tishrei, he let them use the river, but he built mats around there for tznias. You go to a river, you're exposed. Women don't go where they're exposed. For two reasons, by the way. One, it's not appropriate for them to do that. And two, they're afraid to tifle. Because since they're worried, there might be a man around looking at them. So they go into the river, they get scared. Maybe somebody's watching, and they can't relax appropriately. So therefore, we don't tell women not to be in the river during a day, because they're not be able to. First of all, they shouldn't, because there might be men around. And second of all, even if there are no men around, but they think that man might show up, and they don't tie well. So what Shmuel's father did, he built mats that enclosed an area in Pruss. Didn't stop the flowing water. It made it private. And therefore, it was a private beach. And therefore, he was able to let them tie in Pruss in Tishrei. Zuck to Rush. Mikvaz v'yayim anisin, pishinara gadol merayv gishmi achayrev, v'ravu anaytrev. There might be more rainwater. Mefati v'yayim a Tishrei. Some say the mats were done on their feet because when they step on the bottom of the river, there's mud that might get attached. They get attached to their feet, and that's a chatzitza. So therefore, in order to avoid chatzitza, he put mats down. So they should be clean, no chatzitza, when they go into the mikvah. So there's two pshatim where he put the machatalois. Either because it's this, or on the ground, and of course we pass it to be chayshish for both. So that's what.
It was to be a arcade. Now went back to that. What do you mean? Like a screen. Privacy screen.
He built a little wall.
Fence.
I mean, yeah, use mats. How he anchored them, I don't know. I wasn't there. He didn't tell me.
Oh.
Yeah, he hung mats. I don't say like hanging curtains around the place. Fine, we'll stop here with Shushchaydis. They said to stop 5 minutes earlier. Because they're davening 55.